UNVEILING.com. That's UNVEILING.com. The message of his kingdom.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for CRASH. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for CRASH. Are you ready? CRASH, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Bob Chapman. And as we survey what's going on, why, it's very obvious that there are real financial problems, that many of our banks really are insolvent. It was very interesting when you talk about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to know that apparently the Saudis, the Chinese, the Japanese held a large number of their bonds. In other words, they're capitalized in part by stock, people buying stock, and part by buying bonds. And apparently the Chinese, the Saudis, and others held a lot of those bonds. Have you got into that part of it, Bob?
Yes. I can't remember the exact figure. I used it this morning in my research. But it's close to $1 trillion. And one of the reasons that Fannie and Freddie are being bailed out is that they don't bail them out and continue to make those bonds good, then what's going to happen is the holders of the bonds are going to be very unhappy, and they own sovereign wealth funds, and they do business with the United States, and they accumulate dollars, which they'll probably start dumping. And if they do that, the dollar will go down even more, and the problem will get worse. And so that it's one of the key reasons that the American taxpayer is going to bail out these foreign bondholders. And then, of course, there's the question of the effect it'll have if it's not bailed out on the lenders as well as the holders of mortgages. Or borrowers, you might say. I think Fannie and Freddie will be totally bailed up. And if that happens, and I'm pretty sure it will be, it'll probably be 6 months or so down the road. And that means the shareholders will lose all their money because it will no longer be a public corporation. My guess is that the bondholders probably will be paid off by the U.S. government, which is the American taxpayer. That is a pretty good chance that that will happen. As far as the FDIC is concerned, they're just going to have to keep on printing money. In both instances, it's highly, highly inflationary. Inflation right now is 13.25%, and it's going to go substantially higher. And for those people who have money in banks, which we just discussed, I would get my money out of banks and leave enough money in there to do what business you have to do at the bank, and take that money and put it in gold and silver related assets. And for those of you who have a lot of those or don't want any of those, the answer to me is Swiss franc government bonds. And if you want some help with that, just email us and we'll help you and set you in the right direction and give you advice. We don't charge anything for that. It's free advice, and sometimes it really ties us up, but we answer everybody. And I'll give the email address out in a little while. The situation in Washington right now is that the Federal Reserve is talking about freezing the deposits of large depositors I would assume that's anything over $10 million, perhaps. They didn't give a number. And that's so that they'd be able to bail out the little guys under $100,000. And my guess is probably what they'll do in time is give these people government bonds, or they'll give them money which they'll print in order to get themselves out of the frozen position that they're in their banks. But that's course, coming next.
But, of course, if you get a bond, you know, for, say, for $1 million, with the current rate of inflation, you're losing probably 12, 13, maybe 15% a year. That bond's redeemable in 10 years. You're not going to have much left.
Well, that's true. And the yield in bonds is, you know, 4 or 5%. And so if you deduct that from, say, 13, you got 8% that you're a loser, maybe 9. And so it's a lose-lose situation. That's why gold and silver are so important in hyperinflationary times. And some other currencies versus the dollar are as well. I mean, the Mexican peso has appreciated from 11.25. It was 10.19 this morning. Now, that's over 10% in 3 months. I mean, do we have an American peso? I guess so. But anyway, what they've got two bills now coming down the road in Congress, and that is to regulate who can invest how much in agricultural commodities and energy contracts all over the world on any exchange. And if that legislation is passed, what will happen is that we'll have currency controls, and that means if you want to do business or send money outside the country, you have to have approval of the United States government. So that means the only foreign exchange trading that will go on will be by the government. Nobody else will be allowed to do that. And so people who are in the foreign exchange markets will probably have to liquidate their positions, or maybe some of the firms might even go under. So I don't think it's a very good place to be right now. Just like the stock market, I think it's going lower. You saw a dead cat bounce last week, which was pushed by the working group in financial markets, which is manipulated. And that was added to by short covering because the SEC, that's the Selective Enforcement Commission, I think that's a great name for them, they said that naked shorting, which is illegal, cannot be done in 19 different financial stocks. Well, what if they say it's illegal, let's not do it in any stock, so all of you cover? But they didn't do that. And the reason why is the profits to the banks and the brokerage houses who are lending the stocks, sometimes hedge funds, pension funds, the profits are very large. And they're lending the same stock to 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 different parties, which is illegal. This has been going on for years. I've been writing about this for 28 years, and finally something might be done about it. But to make the statements the SEC did is just totally ludicrous. I mean, the thing is a corrupt scam being done by these people, and they're still getting away with it. Public doesn't know what's going on. Wall Street doesn't care. They're just grabbing all the money that they can. And so, I mean, those reasons alone, the Dow should have dropped 2,000 points.
But they're not letting it, because they're holding up the Dow.
Yeah, but they can't do it forever.
They're manipulating so many things today. I believe they're manipulating oil prices and commodity prices and stock prices. All illegal, but then who are you going to report it to?
Well, I think what's going to happen is what happened in Congress, in the House of Representatives, on Thursday. By a voice vote, they decided that they would consider impeachment against the President of the United States. They get so many complaints from people that they had to go ahead with it, even though most of Congress is in on it with the executive branch. In other words, we have been part of the reasons why he should be impeached, so we really don't want to do it. But the constituents are screaming, if you don't do this, the game is over for you. We're going to make sure you don't go back to Congress. So they did that. It's nowhere in the media.
I know. It totally blacks out. It was really amazing that they were able to totally black out the fact that Congress voted to send a resolution to committee to begin hearings on the impeachment of the president. I've been told that it did appear on Fox News, but other than that, once or twice, the rest of the media totally blacked it out, which just simply shows that the elite have total contempt for us and for Congress as well. When they do something important, why, you never hear about it.
Well, that is an example of using your influence. And if enough people write to the SEC and demand that they stop allowing illegal naked shooting, you don't have to understand what it is. Just send a letter to every congressman, senator, senators, and representatives. I want the SEC to stop allowing illegal naked shorting. Thank you very much. That's all you have to do. And to get enough letters like that, that heat is going to create the same situation you saw on the matter of impeaching the president. And, you know, you got to remember, this is our last opportunity. If we can't do it through the system, I shudder to think what the results could be in the final analysis.
Well, I think we're heading for very, very difficult times. I think that they intend to collapse the financial system and impoverish the American people and hope that they will go docilely into servitude. But what is going to be, I just hope there are enough Americans who really value freedom who will, I just say, no, they've been cheating. They've just stolen the elections. They've used crooked voting machines. They've fixed elections. They've been doing it for years. They've killed JFK. They killed his brother. They killed Martin Luther King. And they got away with it because they control the media. It's about time people begin to get independent information. And since we have tape sets on all of those murders, there's no question that they were all contrived, that the people who were accused and sent to prison were not guilty at all of the crimes that they were accused of. And when they start sending innocent people to prison, when we have today in the United States some 2.3 million people in prison, when we have one of every 100 adults in prison, and certainly one of every 32 adults in prison population or probation, why, we're in real trouble. And I think everybody needs to begin looking at what's going on and helping us get the information out. If you want documentation on anything we say, we'll be glad to provide it for you. And certainly Bob will do that as well. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. But of course, these are going to be very, very difficult economic times. And as Bob has often says, there's no way out of the box. The whole system is eventually going to collapse. We'll be right back.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We're talking about the things that are going on. Certainly General Motors and Ford and Chrysler are really doing very poorly. In fact, this past week, Dr. Martin Weiss, who's an internationally known economist, has said that, you know, the chances are that, you know, two chances out of three or three chances out of four that the major automotive companies in the United States are going to go down within the next couple of years. In other words, they're going to go into bankruptcy. Do you think there's any truth to that, Bob?
Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. There's no chance. The only thing that the insiders really want is the brand name, and it was their intention since 1980 to do what they've done, destroy these companies and move the production to China and India and Mexico and other places. And we are not going to have much automobile production in the United States. And what will be done by foreign corporations such as Toyota and Nissan and so on.
Well, it's interesting, of course, that Boeing, you know, certainly has lost a couple of big contracts recently. A lot of the airlines have canceled their orders for planes simply because the airlines are doing so poorly. But my understanding is that China has announced they're going to go into the business of building large airplanes. And of course, they have all of our technology. Boeing has been actually having the Chinese produce a lot of the component parts of those planes. And one of these days, I believe, we'll probably be flying on Chinese-built airlines rather than airlines built here in the United States. I don't know how safe they'll be, but they'll certainly be cheap. So go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I agree with that. I wrote quite a bit about it. When they started to fill orders for the Chinese, they did certain operations in the United States, and then the remainder of the operations were done in China to build the aircraft. And we knew then, and that was about 8 years ago, that they were going out of the airframe business. And since then, they've had to politically compete with Airbus, and that's how Airbus got the tanker contracts, was because John McCain arranged it for them. And it's a long story which we had in the International Forecaster. And now the hue and cry has been so loud that the contract which was awarded to Airbus via Northrop, whatever their name is, is being renegotiated. What is it, Northrop?
Northman Grumman, right.
Northrop Martin, yeah. And but that's the sort of thing, the skullduggery and the thievery and the corruption that's going on. No nation, I don't think, is certainly in modern times, in the last 150 years, has ever seen corruption like we see in America today. I think Americans have a lot of nerve saying, well, look at the corruption in Nigeria or in Latin America and so on. It's every bit as bad, if not worse, in the United States.
Well, I agree with you. And the thing is that, of course, that this is just a sign of the general breakdown of the structure of our society. But, of course, so much of this is being engineered. They are intentionally and purposely and maliciously shipping our jobs overseas and telling American workers, oh, my goodness, this is going to be great because you're going to get retrained and you're going to get a better job. Well, of course, that better job is usually flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, if you can get one of those jobs. And this is what we're finding, is that so many of the people are getting out of work and they can't find a job. They can't not only find not a good-paying job, they can't find any job. So, I mean, we're having real problems on the part of a lot of our workers here. And they don't understand. This is all part of the master plan. They've simply been lying to them.
Well, over the next year and a half, you're going to see and admit, the government will admit that unemployment is really starting to climb, particularly next year. And unemployment right now, if you count all of the people who are permanently out of the workforce, is 14%. Those who have been out of the workforce but are no longer recently collecting state assistance, that number is in the 10 to 11% area. And, of course, the figures that you see are the current unemployment figures, and they have designations like U3, U6, and so on, and that they're calling it around 5.6%, which is ludicrous. It has nothing to do with anything.
Well, I think it's interesting that here in California,
if you take all those people who were laid off and you put them all together and you find out the wage, the ones that are working, that they're getting now and the wage that we're getting before, you'll find that their earnings have dropped about 125 to 150%.
Sure. Well, of course, you know, the difficulty is here in California, they have an unemployment insurance fund. They're running out of money. They got so many people unemployed. I mean, California has one of the highest rates of unemployment anywhere in the country, don't they?
Yes, and it's going to get a heck of a lot worse quickly.
I'm afraid so. Well, our guest has been Bob Chapin. We're going to be back in just a moment, and we'll open up for questions in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How much longer will you ignore the warning signs?
How much longer?
How much longer will you turn away like a blind man?
How much longer?
The choice of life or death, abundance or starvation is made today.
Do you have a long-term food solution?
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Now, for the first time,
Survivalist Seeds is offering a single person 7-year heirloom seed supply. 3,000 seeds with 12 specially selected varieties, giving you 1,000 pounds of food for only $65.
This is a limited offer.
Just $65 for a 7-year heirloom seed supply. Only from SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Family size still available at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Patriots prepare.
Patriots prepare.
Slaves hesitate.
Soon we'll know which one you are. You have no more excuses.
You have no more excuses.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
The war on terrorism. Will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Bob Chapman. Bob, before we go on, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number out there and tell people how they can get a copy of the forecaster. For our listeners, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Go right ahead.
The international forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social political issues all over the world. We have a website that you can visit to get a free introductory copy that addresses the internationalforecaster.com, the international forecaster.com. If you'd like to email us for those links to the bank rating services or to find out more about Swiss franc government bonds, email us at international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And you can get any of those items.
All right, fine. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Bob, and certainly, you know, of course, it was interesting. Gold was down this morning, about 9:55. Closed about 9:65. Silver was up nicely, and like platinum. And they keep knocking these things down, then they keep coming back again. Do you ever think they're really going to break loose here and really go for the stars?
Well, I think if people look at the charts, and because the markets are manipulated today, it's very difficult to use charts, particularly in the short term. But in the longer term, they'll always work their way out. And for those of you who understand charting, there is a reverse head and shoulders in gold. And in this case, the left-hand shoulder looks like it's ready to take off. And when you have a breakout from a formation like that, you usually get a very, very large move. And so I think the next move is going to be to $2,000 an ounce. I think it's just going to sweep right through a little over 1,000 and keep right on going. It'll do it in stages. There'll be corrections. But I think that could happen over the next 9 months, maybe even a shorter period of time, depending upon how many people really get to understand what's going on in the financial world and how dire it is. I mean, I never thought I'd tell people to get money out of banks to buy gold and silver related assets or Swiss franc government bonds, and I've been doing this for 50 years, so we're in serious trouble.
Well, now, one of the things that intrigues me, I was reading last week, I think it was in the McElhenney Report, and they were quoting some internationally known financier who was saying that China was interested in silver, and it seemed like they were almost more interested, as the government, more interested in silver than gold, and they were beginning to accumulate silver, and they might very well, try to take the world onto a silver economy. Had you heard anything of that sort? Is that any truth to that?
I really don't know. I know that they are large holders of silver, and they have in the past played the market with it. And as silver moved up, they were large, large sellers. And I don't know that they have any excess over what they need now. They may. They do mine silver, and as well as gold. And I would think that they probably have, again, continued to accumulate silver and gold, and probably the local production and then some. Whether they would go on a silver-based monetary standard remains to be seen. I think gold is preferable because it is the monetary metal of history, much more so than silver. And silver today really is a commercial metal. And so I would think that they would tend to want to use gold rather than silver in a monetary capacity.
All right, fine. Well, because you see all these things out here, and you don't really know what to make of them, and how much of this disinformation, how much of it's real. But it was really a rather fascinating comment that the Chinese may or may not be, putting some emphasis on silver. But certainly, if anybody, had a few billion dollars were simply to invest in silver, why, the price would go right through the roof, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, it would. But I think silver is going to do very well in this environment without massive buying of that type. If gold goes to $3,000, silver will go to $100. I mean, who knows? But, I mean, I think that's a good guess. And, just by the time gold gets to $3,000, it will be just making up the official inflation, right, between 1980 and today. And the same would be true with silver. Of course, the things that happened in silver in 1979-80 were highly unusual and probably won't happen again. So had they not happened in the first place, silver would have never made it to $45 and $50. And so I think that the reflection of silver today is a more normal progression in an inflationary environment. But when in the final analysis, and I just answered a letter to this extent, the final analysis is that once hyperinflation ends and we start to tailspin into depression, which I do believe is going to happen, once that happens, commodities and silver, which is a commodity, will go down in value, whereas gold will hold their value.
All right, well, you're going to have to tell us when to get out of silver, and it certainly would be interesting to see how this thing unfolds. Of course, they've made it very difficult for people to sell their silver and other precious metals or gold because, they're taxed at a higher rate than the regular capital gains tax. They should be at capital gains, and they're not.
I know, but that's what happens when you have a corrupt government.
Right.
I mean, everything that has gone on in the American government since the 1960s, it has been horrible. I mean, we've had awful government. It doesn't matter who was in there. They're just all bad, with, minor exceptions, such as Ron Paul and a few other people. And that's it.
Well, we've posted a number of the YouTube programs with Ron Paul on our website at RadioLiberty.com under other videos. That's Ron Paul, just links to his very interesting speeches he's given. So if you go to our website of RadioLiberty.com and scroll down to other videos, not videos, but other videos, and then go there, you'll see a lot of Ron Paul's material. And certainly he is already very outspoken, pointing out that inflation is a tax, pointing out that the Fed has increased the money supply, and this is probably money and credit, by 4 $4 trillion in 3 years. $4 trillion in 3 years. I don't think that anything like this has ever happened before in history, has it, Bob?
No, it hasn't. And what we're looking at is a bankrupt nation. It's not only government, it's business, the banking, the finance, and the individuals. They don't care. They think it's going to go on forever. And, you know, the America that we've known since the Second World War is over. In 2 or 3 years, people are going to look back and say, my goodness, how did this happen to us? And what am I going to do? They just live like this, no correction, no tomorrow.
Yeah, well, but of course, when they get their home foreclosed on and their car taken away or their SUV, right now people are out there, they're still driving around in their cars, although I notice the restaurants aren't quite as full as they have been, and the stores aren't quite as busy on the weekend. And, of course, we know from this reports that a lot of the major companies are having real problems. You know, Home Depot is not building new stores and even closing some of them. Same thing is happening with Lowe's. The same thing is happening with Starbucks. They're talking about closing 600 stores across America. Boy, I'm sure glad I don't have Starbucks stock. Of course, I don't have any stock, as a matter of fact. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. What about speculative mining stocks at the present time? Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I do. They've been beaten down. They haven't raised their head, with minor exception, for the last few years. I mean, this companies that have found ore bodies that are selling for a dollar or two, or $3 or $4 or $5. And, you know, when you get up into the $4 and $5 area, then you do attract some shorting. But there's some magnificent buys out there, piles of them. And when gold breaks out and the public becomes aware of it, you're going to have all kinds of money going into that area. And we're going to see the same thing over again that we saw before in the last run, the run began in 1974-75 and ended in June of 1980. And we saw lots of stocks with 25 and 30 cents go to $40 and $50. And that certainly can happen again. And, of course, the larger companies, now they've done well already and continue to do so, particularly the well-run companies. And I think that's going to continue. I have high hopes for the whole mining share area, and I think they're very, very cheap. And I also have high hopes for a graded mint state numismatic coins, because when the public comes in the market, they are going to buy that sort of product, and there's a limited amount of them. And the leverage in those coins, because of the number of coins outstanding, is very high. And so they'll much outperform the bullion coins.
All right, fine. Well, if you have a question for Bob, the telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, as far as you know, there's no shortage of silver at the present time. Is the Mint still turning out their Eagles?
Well, they've turned out a limited amount of silver Eagles. And I don't know what their plans are for the future, but I do know that in some areas of the world it's hard to get delivery of silver. And in some places, you know, supply continues. So I guess it's where you're at, and maybe there's local or domestic reasons. And I think as time goes on, silver supplies to the market could diminuate, and just like the availability of numismatic coins. And so I think what's happened in some of these companies that were using certificates, that I think they were purchasing contracts in the futures market rather than buying the physical commodity, and some of them are not able to deliver for the certificate holders, and it's creating quite a problem. And that's why I always tell people, if you're going to go in coins, take delivery.
All right. How do you feel about, for instance, having your stock deposited in a larger bank? A friend of mine has a lot of General Electric stock, which I've been telling him to get rid of, but he hasn't done it. But it's deposited with Merrill Lynch. Is that fairly well protected if Merrill Lynch should go down?
Well, I don't think it's a question of Merrill Lynch. It's a question of every brokerage firm. And historically, what's happened is that the brokerage firms, if they are going to go under, are taken over the same day by another brokerage firm. And were we to run out of brokerage firms, then the United States government, I am sure, would designate two or three brokerage firms that would be, say, in business and be nationalized, which would handle the trades and the holding of the shares, and the exchanges, no matter what, would remain open. So I believe that, that it's not necessary to take delivery of the certificates. And it's very costly, and you can't sell until you get the certificate back into the hands of the brokerage house that's doing the selling for you. And the fees going in to get the certificate are $50 to $300, depending upon who you work with. And if the firm that you get delivery from goes out of business, you might have a little problem at a new firm for them accepting it until they've gone through an exercise of finding out if it's a true certificate. So I think you're better off leaving them in street name. And I know there are those who think, well, that's going to cause the shorts to cover. It is. But more importantly, the SEC refuses to do anything about illegal shorting. And as long as that concept is in operation, taking delivery to squeeze the shorts is not going to work.
All right, well, let's go to Tom, Dave is calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
All right. Hi, Dr. Stan. First time calling in your show, but not the first time I've talked to Bob. Bob, you know, you've been saying get yourself out of debt and get ready for the big one. And I took your advice and did it. And I had to go a different route than what you advised, but old George Bush and Company's forced to issue, and we've had to do it. And so I went and filed bankruptcy and got rid of all my debts and under Chapter 7. And it's a bad thing to do, but this fascist government that we have anymore takes the chances of anybody trying to make a living. And I will say this, Bob, but age discrimination is alive and well.
Sure. Well, did you have a question at all for him before I let you go? Because we got about three more people hanging on the line.
Yeah, Bob. Whenever this thing collapses, do you think that they'll come out with that Amero? I mean, I'm hearing conflicts on that. The Amero won't be the currency that that'll take the dollar's place. Can you comment on that?
I don't think that that's going to happen. And I think North American Union, because of what's going on, is not going to become a reality. And if it is, it's a long way down the line, just like something like the Amero.
Yeah, I would think more like a global currency if something's going to come down the line. Okay, Dave, we're going to let you go right now. Let's go to Tom. Hi, Tom. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Florida. Hey, Bob, have you heard anything about this? They're going to gun confiscate in Chicago. And also, are you feeling comfortable about giving a time frame for this collapse and when the word neighbor will take on a different meaning? And also, what's the proposal?
We're out of time, Tom. I'm afraid that we're just going to have to let that go.
Luck, huh?
Yeah, well, you call in early next week, okay? Bob will be back with us again next Monday. Bob, one more time, your telephone number and get out.
800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
God bless. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer. And suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, as you know, I'm not a financial advisor. But I will just tell you what I've learned from a long period of time. And right now, you do not want to be taking any chances. Do not get any speculative stock unless you can afford to lose the money. You might make out like a bandit, but right now what you want to do is preserve your capital in something that's going to have intrinsic value. Get out of debt. You know, get things that have intrinsic value. Do not try to speculate and smart the market and diversify and diversify and diversify and diversify so that whatever happens, you're not going to lose everything. That's the key. And then, of course, I certainly want to mention, if you haven't heard my talk on the financial tsunami, it is still applicable today. And, of course, it's about a year and a half ago. We explained how all of the things were going to come together, and they have, just exactly as we said. And, of course, you can get the financial tsunami on DVD or video. You can get the syllabus that goes with that. We recommend the syllabus. We have the little pamphlets on the history of money and the financial meltdown, a compilation of a number of newsletters, two separate pamphlets, will give you great insight into what's going on today and why Alan Greenspan did what he did, because he knew he was going to destroy an economic system. And I put forward my theory. It's only a theory, but it's as good a theory as anybody else can. And remember what Alan Greenspan said. The best way to destroy a nation is to debauch the currency, and not one person in a million will understand what's happening. So that's exactly what's going on today, the debauching our currency. Certainly the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, excellent. Excellent source of information, the book. The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton. And his other two books, which we carry, Gold for Investment and Gold for Survival. And finally, the little booklet, not a book, it's a book, but it's very, very small, called Fiat Money Inflation in France. It tells what happened in France back in 1789 and 1790 up to about 1795, and it's like deja vu all over again. All of these items are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand how these people work, you need to understand how they killed John Kennedy, how they killed his brother, how they killed Martin Luther King. We've got great 4 tapes on all of them. I would suggest that the Kennedy update tape set, which is really quite good, although the original one is quite good as well. If you can get both of them, do it. Because, of course, there you're going to hear an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. And then we have a new tape set on the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. And we have a tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King. Information you're never going to get elsewhere, but it may very well help you get to other people so they'll understand what's going on. And then, of course, we carry material on what happened on September 11th. We have one called, I believe it's called Background for Treachery. It's actually put out by the Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth. We have 911 Mysteries. And then, of course, we've got a number of other DVDs in plain sight Ripples, the Ripple Effect. And, of course, you can call and certainly get a list of all of the various DVDs and tape sets we have. We have great tape sets on why did the buildings come down. And then, of course, we hope that many of you go to our website of radioliberty.com, and scroll down there till you get to other videos, and then scroll down on other videos for the building number 7 and watch building 7 come down. And there's no question, it was a controlled demolition. And the question is, how was Osama bin Laden able to get the explosive into that building to take it down? Or maybe Osama bin Laden wasn't responsible, and if he wasn't, who did it? Well, certainly you need to get, of course, our material on a little pamphlet we call, it's only $3.95, The True Story of 9-1.